Jess. The voices are a roar of sound over the top of the music. I can't believe how many people are packed into the space down here. It must be well over 100. Fake cobwebs have been draped from the ceiling and candles placed along the floor, illuminating the rough walls. The scent of the burning wax is strong in the tight, airless space. The reflection of the dancing flames gives the impression that the stone is moving, wriggling like something alive. I try to blend into the crowd. My costume is by far the worst one I can see. Most of the guests have gone all out. A nun in a white habit drenched in blood is kissing a woman who has painted her entire semi-naked body red and is wearing a pair of twisted devil horns. A plague doctor dressed from head to toe in a black cloak and hat lifts up the long, curved beak of his mask to take a drag from a cigarette and then lets the smoke blow out of the eye holes. A tall, tuxedo-clad figure with a huge wolf's head sips a cocktail through a straw. Everywhere I look, there are mad monks, grim reapers, demons and ghouls. And a strange thing. The surroundings make all these figures seem more sinister than they would up above ground, in proper lighting. Even fake blood somehow looks more real down here. I'm trying to work out how to insert myself into one of these groups of people and start a conversation about Ben. I also desperately need a drink. Suddenly, I feel my sheet wrenched off my head. A dead cowboy puts up his hands. Oops. He must have tripped over the trailing fabric. Crap. It's already grimy from the ground, wet with spilled beer. I scrunch it up into a dirty ball. I'll just have to do it without the disguise. There are so many people here, I'm hardly going to stand out.
Oh, salut.
I turn to see a stupidly pretty girl wearing a huge flower crown and a floaty white peasant dress, splattered with blood. It takes me a moment to place her. Mimi's flatmate. Camille, that was it.
It's you, she says. You're Ben's sister, right?
So much for trying to blend in.
I hope this is okay. I heard the music. Plus on est de fou, plus on rit, you know? The more the merrier. Hey, such a shame Ben isn't here.
A little pout.
That guy seems to love a party.
So, you know my brother? She wrinkles her tiny freckled nose.
Ben? Oui, un peu. A little.
And they all like him. The Minier, I mean. The family.
But of course, everyone loves him. Jacques Minier likes him a lot, I think. Maybe even more than his own children.
Oh. She stops. Like she's remembered something.
Antoine, he doesn't like him.
I remember the scene in the courtyard that first morning. Do you think there might have been something, well, between my brother and Antoine's wife? The smile vanishes.
Ben and Dominique, jamais.
A fierceness to the way she says it.
They flirted, but it was nothing more than that.
I try a different tack. You said you saw Ben on Friday, talking to Mimi on the stairs. She nods. What time was that? What I mean is, did you see him after that? Did you see him that night at all? A tiny hesitation. Then,
I wasn't here that night,
she says. Now she seems to spot someone over my shoulder.
Coucou, Simone!
She turns back to me.
I must go. Have fun!
A little wave of her hand. The carefree party girl seems to be back. but when I asked her about the night Ben disappeared, she didn't seem quite so happy-go-lucky. She suddenly seemed very keen to stop talking. And for a moment I thought I saw the mask slip. A glimpse of someone totally different underneath.